Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. Thanks for being part of my day. Thanks for staying with us. If you've been listening already, and if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. I'm broadcasting live from Mr. Palmer's place here in Orlando, the Bay Hill Golf and Resort Club. It's just a wonderful place. And I'm sitting in front of a guy that I admire very much, someone I've gotten to know over the last few years. And I admire the work that he does so much. And he's just now joining us. We've been visiting with Dr. Bill DeCampley, who's still with us. He's going to stay with us just a little bit longer. As you know, is a pediatric cardiologist and an medical entrepreneur extraordinaire. And so, Bill, thanks for hanging. Thanks, Dr. DeCampley. Thanks for staying with us. And I want to bring in now my good friend John Bozar. John is the president of Arnold Palmer Hospitals for Children, and the guy that really is, you know, I introduced you to Joe Gibbs last hour, and I said, if you really want to blame somebody or give somebody a high five for the Golf Channel, then you got to thank Joe for that. And if you want to give anybody a high five for all the cool stuff that we've been talking about in the last couple of hours and over the times that I've been talking about the Arnold Palmer Hospitals, you got to give John Bozard a high five. John, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you, Jim. It's always a pleasure to be with you and have you here in Bay Hill supporting our hospital. You've been such a great friend through the years, and I know Mr. Palmer has appreciated everything you've done, especially this past year as you have gotten all your listeners engaged with us. That's just been an exciting thing. We've met a lot of new friends. We have, you know, the support of our physicians like Dr. DeCampley, who is really a world-renowned heart surgeon, does great things in Orlando. And, you know, Mr. Palmer certainly appreciates all the efforts that you have put in, and as well as your friends. So thank you, and appreciate you being here as part of the National Advisory Council.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's one of the cool things that my wife and I get to do all year long, and especially when I get to come down here and get reintroduced to not only the things that I'd seen before, but the new things you guys are doing. And and folks, we'll talk about John in a little bit. When in the next few other segments, we're going to talk more with John about these hospitals and everything and their association with Mr. Palmer. But John, you know a little bit about Dr. DeCampley, don't you?
I certainly do. I know that number one, I know we're glad to have him. Very fortunate to have Bill DeCampley on our medical team, and he actually heads up the surgical heart program there in Orlando and has really some outstanding statistics. We're so proud of what we've accomplished. We're proud of the plans that we have for the future. We're going to be highlighting our whole cardiac program, the Congenital Heart Institute that he mentioned a while ago. He is certainly one of the leaders and supporters of that. And through his help and assistance and the other physicians that are involved there with him, I think it'll be a tremendous success. But we have so many things going on with new programs that are being highlighted at the hospital.
And I hold on to that because I don't want to get it too far ahead of us. You know, folks, this is, you can tell somebody's excited about what they're doing because John, I want Dr. DeCampley to talk about the success rate that they're having.
Great.
When they're doing these heart surgeries on these infants and children.
Well, we're certainly proud. I know Bill has the statistics and numbers, and it will certainly be glad to share that with you.
Dr. DeCampley, tell us about what you guys are doing, how things have changed over the last few years.
Well, it's interesting, Jim, that the whole field of congenital heart surgery is really, no pun intended, but is in its infancy still. It's a field that had sort of certain target and experimental operations as far back as the very late 1930s and early 1940s. But the success rates through the 1970s and into about the mid 1980s were still not very good. And we were talking about parents having to bring their child in a hospital with sort of a flip of the coin success rate. It was about 50-50, maybe 30-70, and that was very distressing. That must have been a difficult time for a heart surgeon to work in. Fortunately, I'm the next generation. I appreciated a lot of the technological advances that were made during my own training period, and so I've had the opportunity to be able to enjoy having parents come in, sit down with them, look them in the face, and say, you know what, your child is probably going to do very well in the next week. And so here at Arnold Palmer, we set this program up so that every one of us working on the staff was absolutely compulsive about quality and outcomes. We set up a system whereby our performance not only would be monitored by ourselves on a weekly basis, but also monitored by a national database committee that is sponsored by the Society of Thoracic Surgeons. And we engage in that together with 58 other institutions in the country.
That's the kind of partnering that we're talking about. Dr. DeCampley, hold on to that thought. It sounds like you got more to tell us, folks. I'll be right back with both of these guys. Stay with me. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate, having more fun than the law allows. One of the most exciting things I get to do all year long is when I get to come down and support directly, not just indirectly like I do all during the year, but directly to support the work of the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospitals and Women and Infants Hospitals and the Trauma Center. And now the Congenital Heart Institute, it just gets better and better. And John Bozard is with me. He's going to stay with me. Dr. Bill DeCampley, who's a pediatric cardiologist there at the Arnold Palmer Children's Hospitals and the Congenital Heart Institute, he's still with us, and he's going to only be here for another minute or so. Dr. DeCampley, I want you to, doggone it, tell us about the success rate. I know what it is, and I want my audience to hear the number.
Well, you know, zero is a very special number.
It's 100%. Don't say zero.
And
say 100.
It is true.
Say 100%.
I'm gonna come out and tell you that yes, we had zero surgical mortality in the year 2007. Quite honestly, it's almost unheard of. You know,
I'm giving you a standing ovation, Dr. DeCampley.
I'm realistic. I believe somewhat in luck of the draw, and you know, we just happen to have things lined up right, but overall, over the past 4 years, when you look at the Society of Thoracic Surgeons database analysis, Arnold Palmer Hospital currently ranks sixth out of the 58 institutions that submit data to that database. Sixth out of 58, lowest mortality in the country. And I do think that that's something that all the staff at the hospital can be very, very proud of.
Well, I completely agree with you, and I know I promised to let you go, and I'm going to see you later today, and I want to thank you for being here today. Thank you for all the things that you do for so many people, and on behalf of those families that I know hug your neck and thank you for what you do, and for all the families that you're going to help. Some of them may be listening today, maybe just indirectly. Dr. DeCampley, thank you.
And thank you very much for the opportunity, Jim.
It's my pleasure, and I'm looking forward to seeing you later today. Say bye to John.
John, we'll see you a little later.
Bill, I'll see you later today. Thank you so much.
All righty.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Dr. DeCampley. Talk to you later. Well, John Bozard, it's just you and me. Once again, thank you for hanging around with me today. And you know, you got to feel like a mother hen. You got to feel like a parent. When you got guys like Dr. Nikodin, you got Dr. DeCampley, Dr. Alexander, whom we've talked to before, the nurses, the staff that we've met that just act like they're on a mission when they're at the Arnold Palmer Hospitals, you got to feel like a proud parent.
Well, Jim, I really do. You know, I was here when before we dug the first shovel of dirt to build that hospital.
Well, you were Hospitals before there was an Arnold Palmer Hospital.
Long before there was Arnold Palmer Hospital, I was there when Mr. Palmer said yes, that he would lend us his name.
After you asked him.
After we asked him, and he saw the conditions that we were having to live with in Orlando for children, and he got very committed and got behind us. But, you know, one thing that I've learned through the years is that quality begets quality.
Yeah.
And when you bring people on board like Dr. Alexander and Dr. DeCampley and Dr. Nikodin and so many of the others that you've had a chance to meet, and you'll meet more of them today, that they tend to attract each other, and the specialists just keep coming. We had nearly 60 new physicians on our staff over the past 18 months.
Wow.
And these are the physicians that have heard about us. They know about the commitment that we've made to take care of kids in this community. They know Mr. Palmer's support. Monday night, Mr. Palmer entertained about 70 of our physicians here at Bay Hill. And his message to them was very clear. It was just, you keep doing what you do well, and that's taking care of kids and providing high quality medical care, and I'll do what I do. I'll help you raise money. I'll be a good sounding board for you, and I'll be your best advocate
around
the world.
Well, he is, for sure. Somebody asked me last night, how did I wind up, you know, this is, you know, not, we don't live in Orlando, and somebody's, and some of your NAC members are from this area, and this was a local person said, you know, how did you wind up, you know, being part of this organization? I said, well, what do you do when Mr. Palmer asks you to do something? He said, enough said.
You say yes.
Yes, and, that's right. And you know, he just has that way, doesn't he?
He does have that way. And you know, there, you know, so many people who've gotten involved with us, just like you and Devana. And, you know, Jim, people don't know of the involvement and the commitment that y'all have made to us. But I want to just take a minute and just say thank you for the special things that y'all have done. And, you know, this year at Christmas time, when you sent us a special gift, just honoring and recognizing, you know, all of your fans and listeners and friends and supporters. Well, you know, that's just so unique. And what a great way to give back to a community. And, you know, I know Mr. Palmer was very appreciative of that, because it's just a unique way for you to show your support.
I appreciate that very much. And Devana does too. And well, you know, when I look at what you guys are doing here at the Arnold Palmer Hospitals, I mean, number one, if, you know, if Mr. Palmer asked me to go to a, you know, to a goat rope, then I'm going to go, you know, and,
right.
and so that's understood. Then I saw what you guys are doing.
Sure.
And I got so impressed with that. And then I thought, well, okay, but it's in Orlando. But then I realized that the world comes to Orlando to see Mickey. And I found out about all the people that you serve who wind up here with some kind of a problem. And then I found out about the research that you're doing, that you're partnering with other groups in other parts of the country and maybe the world, and that the things that you're, the research that's being done here is being migrated and shared with the rest of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be part of that.
And you're right. We have we draw kids from all over, because Disney is here, and this is Orlando's the vacation capital of the world. This past year, we took care of kids from every single state in the United States.
Yeah.
We had kids from 17 different countries at the Arnold Palmer Hospital. We delivered nearly 14,000 babies at the Winnie Palmer Hospital, and we continue to have an open door. You know, Mr. Palmer has insisted on a policy that
Absolutely.
No child is ever turned away, and I am proud of the fact
Folks,
that we have never done that.
His values, Mr. Palmer's values that you know about, are all over this hospital. And we're going to talk some more with John Bozard as we wrap up the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Do it or die now. Stand your ground. Don't let your bad
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with my good friend and someone you've heard before on the show, John Bozard, the president of the Arnold Palmer Hospitals for Children here in Orlando. I'm broadcasting live from Bay Hill Golf and Resort Club. And in a little bit later on in the day, I'm going to be at the Arnold Palmer Hospital. I'm going to go down and sit in on the National Advisory Council activities and John, just to be wowed all over again by what you guys have done just since the last time I was here. And I was telling somebody earlier today, I think it was Joe Gibbs, I said, I'm already preparing myself for the emotional thing that's going to happen, because the last time I was there, I broke down a couple of times.
Sure.
When I saw what they were doing with those little babies, mm-hmm. I'm telling you, folks, if you don't want to be emotional, you don't need to go see what they're doing, because it's beautiful emotion. It's not. I mean, this is redemption. This is salvation. This is life. This is happening there that you guys are creating, and they're doing that right now. But John, talk to us about. And by the way, before we go any further, folks, you know, if you know anything about my show, and if you hear from us any other way during the year, you know that we support what these guys do here. And I'd like for you to have the opportunity to make a contribution if you'd like to. And you couldn't do any better. I want you to tell the audience, John, how to make a contribution to the Arnold Palmer Hospitals.
Jim, it's very simple. They can go online to our website, which is www.arnoldpalmerhospital.org. And they can make a contribution right through the website.
Use a credit card if they want
credit
to.
Credit card, any.
Folks,
any
will take $25. We'll take $25,000, whatever you want.
We'll take
you know what? They're also, you've got a price list for how to sponsor a room.
Right.
An operating room, a corner of our building. Mm-hmm.
All the way down to anything as large as a
building. And you'll send it to
building.
Them, won't you?
We'll send it to them all the way down to a small game that a child needs to
exactly.
entertain.
Exactly. I mean, no, really, that's how much does a game cost? Well,
about $10.
Hey, folks, think about this. Now, think about this. For $10, you could contribute a game that a little child that I've seen with a stocking cap on their head, because they've lost their hair from chemotherapy, the cancer work that they do there. The little child with, I'm pulling at your heartstrings, and I mean to, folks, but for $10, you can buy a game, and this little child can be playing with it, and you did it. ArnoldPalmerHospital.com. .org. ArnoldPalmerHospital.org, right. Ladies and gentlemen. Buy a game today. Do whatever you want to do. If you can only do $10, you can do that. So, John, thank you for telling us about it. I didn't know about the game opportunity. That's
Jim,
pretty cool.
I'm actually reminded, as you comment about the child with the little stocking cap, I remember you visiting the pediatric playroom, the oncology playroom.
That was
a very touching day for everybody that went through that area.
Mm-mm-mm.
But, you know, it does bring tears. It's an emotional thing. But, you know, the success rate today is so high, and we're having such good results.
Well, Dr. DeCamping said 100% mortality.
Bill DeCamping
zero mortality,
has a wonderful program. We had zero mortality this past year. We're in the process of building a brand-new pediatric outpatient cancer center. It's going to be located inside the Arnold Palmer Hospital. It has been designed by some of the physicians who practice there, some of the nurses. We've also had some of our patients involved in helping us design the best utilization of the space that we have to say, you know, when you were a patient, what were the things that really bothered you? And one of the things that they talked about was a special playroom and places where they were away from the kitchen so they didn't have to have the smells of the foods and things that make them sick during chemo. But we've been so fortunate that people have been generous to us. That pediatric oncology unit is being built entirely with contributions, totally through funding from outside sources. We also have a brand new inpatient oncology unit that's going to be opening January of 2009. So when you come to the meeting next year here in Orlando, hopefully we'll have a chance to really showcase that area. We have a brand new pediatric nephrology center. It's going to be called the Kids Kidney Center. So there is so much going on, and Mr. Palmer is so involved and going out and getting the word out and messaging around the country to let people know how important it is to support this hospital. And we are so appreciative. Just I want to make a plug for the small business folks in this community because they have stepped up in the last 2 years in such a big way to support us. So many businesses have become annual donors of ours. Every dollar counts, every single dollar. And, Jim, one thing I know you know because I've heard you repeat it before is that we are supported by an outside organization, so every dollar that's given, 100% of that goes to the cause that it's given for.
There's no administration.
There is no administrative
cost. You give $10, $10 goes to a child or a mother, an infant, or the research.
That is something that Mr. Palmer asked
Thank you for
about
reminding
early
me about
on.
That.
So
Thank
it's an important element of what we do. And
that's a big deal.
And we're proud of that.
John, Arnold Palmer Hospital. ArnoldPalmerHospital.org, folks. Go there and check it out. And if there's a place in there, tell them you heard about it on my show. Hey, thanks, John, for all that you
Thank
do.
Thank you. Thank
I'll
you.
See you a little
Wonderful
bit later on.
Thank you.
John Bozard, ladies and gentlemen. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.